This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is up, everyone? Welcome into The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints 17, Jaguars 17. But it got a little interesting there at the end, at least, Cajun Cannon.
Well, at least we didn't lose.
Right, we didn't lose.
Yeah, we didn't lose, at least. I don't know. Whenever you're in a tie, I guess you could say that this day and age. You know what the old school used to say? It's like kissing your sister.
Right. No one wants to do that.
Who truly kisses their sister? I'm talking about probably a real kiss. But you know it would be a better way to describe it? It's like your feet are dirty and you're in the shower, but you have socks on. It ends up in a tie. So you're not really getting it done. You're almost getting it done, 17-17. Now, if Sanker could have had the presence of mind, but he's a young guy. I'm trying to have a pick six. Just run out of bounds. Then you kick a long field goal and you win. Because, boy, that was the most fun part of the game. I know it doesn't count. Yeah, at the end, is going back and forth because you think, oh, look, it's not going to end in a tie. They're going to have a chance to make a long field goal, and their kicker, Little, last week, didn't he hit like a 70-yarder?
Yeah, he's kicking them from Poitras and making them.
Yeah, so, and plus we get the penalty, and I go, oh, no, they're going to have an opportunity. No, they turn over the ball. And speaking of turnovers,
you got your wish. You wanted it to be reversed from week one.
Yeah, we were minus 2 weeks one, so now we're a plus two in that turnover margin. But if you'd have told me plus two, I don't care if it's preseason, the game doesn't count. But if you'd have told me we were plus two, we're going to win the game. Not tie it, but now so we are zero for the season. At least we're not negative. At least we're not minus. But looking at, trying to look at the glass half full instead of half empty at time. And this is a perfect case. You look at third down. Who's setting the tone in the game? If you look at this is not good. They were 6-12 on third down, 50%. But we couldn't stop in the first half. But in the second half, they were 0-5. So it got better, stopping them on third down. Third down conversion, we were not good. Though we were only 4-13 converting on third down. This has to get better no matter who you're playing. You get in the red zone, you got to score a touchdown. Points. Points are so valuable. We were 33%. That has to be kind of like with the Jags. They were 2 or 3, 67%. I'm not saying you got to be 100%, but that one, that you don't think it makes a big difference. Well, Bob, what's the difference? 1 for 3, 2 for 3. Yeah, 33% versus 67. That's the difference in close games, whether you're winning or losing, if you're converting. I got to give Spencer Rattler a lot of credit. Boy, he was fighting. And to be in position after he's in the red zone, because that's what we've seen in training camp. We've seen him move the team, between the 20s, and they get in the red zone, and not score.
Then it stalls, right?
Stalls has a turnover. And it wasn't too long ago that occurred.
He did have a bad turnover in this game.
And it was in the red zone. Right. But he bounced back. We ended up getting a red zone touchdown. So that's good for him fighting back in that regard. Now, not so much in that first half. It was kind of like the Chargers game. We were averaging per run and what we're giving up, but we finished strong, and I count the quarterback runs. Look at Ratley, averaged 6.3. He had a total of 19 yards, more important, that two-point conversion. But we averaged 4.1. I would take that right now. And we gave up, ended up giving up 3.7. So, but Travis Etienne, who they're going to count on during the season, he averaged 8 yards a carry. It was only 3 carries. We had a 15-yard run. Now, Tootin, who we had talked to Ligman, the voice of the Jaguars, he was a watch out for him.
Yeah, he told us, look out for that dude.
And he did have 10 carries, but he only averaged 3.5 yards. He had a touchdown, a long gain of 7 yards. So you're looking at guys contributing in the running game, and the quarterback runs do count. Trevor Lawrence, he's not going to run. He's not going to run. I don't think we're going to be playing Bo Nix against the Broncos, but Kyler Murray will run. So you have, and we play the Cardinals the first game. So you have to count quarterback runs. You know, taking advantage of the turnovers overall, that's I still don't understand how can you be plus two and not win the game. But again, that's the way it is. But this is good. Net punting average. You know, when you're flipping the field and all that, we always talk about that. Not the gross, but the net. We were basically 8 yards better, which is almost like a first down better when you're talking about field position. I thought the team played hard for Kellen Moore. I mean, we not, might not have enough talent, you know, to actually win, but it's not like we're going through the motions. I thought the team played hard for Coach Kellen Moore, and that's what you need. And they should play hard. You're a pro. The coach shouldn't even have to motivate you, or unless you want to go get a real job, because the big eye in the sky don't lie. They can see your effort and where it's at. So, but I thought overall the players did play hard for Kellen Moore. Now, looking at the passing game, Trevor Lawrence, he played 2 series. That's who they could be counting on, and they want him to be successful. Now, he had a turf snake tripped on himself. They were driving the ball down the field, and then he fumbled. And when you look at that, I mean, boy, that'll make a coach pull his hair out.
Yeah, they
you
were know, driving down.
First and 10 at the 11-yard
exactly.
line, and then the turf snake gets him. But, hey, that's the one time they did not convert in the red zone, because they end up being 2 or 3. Looking at, I think Spencer Rattler outplayed Tyler Shuck. I might say, well, you know, who is he playing with, supporting cast? You know, might say, well, look who he's playing against, Bobby. He's not the first unit, but then also look at his supporting cast. So, you know, so that's a give and take. But I thought Spencer Rattler, quarterback rating almost of 96. Tyler Shuck was 87.5. Rattler being 18 of 24, 199 yards, so right at 200. But you look at yards per attempt and all that. He was at 8.3. So he wasn't check down Charlie. Sorry, Charlie Long. He wasn't check down Charlie as much as Tyler Shuck, who was 5.5 yards per attempt. But Rattler did have that interception. But you know what? This is speaking like a quarterback. That wasn't that bad a throw in the red zone. When you got to trust your receiver and they're running a slant, you got to box out. That
Social media agrees with you, Bobby.
The cornerback. What are you doing? You got to be a strong – see, that's where we're missing a big receiver, where you almost have to block him out with your body, and then you make that catch. You're letting instead of letting the cornerback break in front of you and getting the pick. So been there, done that. That's very frustrating when that happens, because he might make that same throw again, and I guarantee the receiver coach, they'll in those meetings, they'll say, no, you cannot – that has to be your ball, not the defensive back's ball. So I thought Rattler bounced back and – you know, make it plays with his feet. He is more mobile than Tyler Shuck. I'm not saying Tyler Shuck is a statue back there. But I would say right now, we still don't know who's the damn starter. You know, we don't know. I still think it's wide open. And
going right down to the wire.
Yeah, and the Broncos are really good. But I don't think they're going to be playing anybody. Boy, they whipped the Cardinals. You know, I watched that game last night on NFL Network. But who's actually going to play? People fighting to make the roster. So I don't know if it's going to be a good measuring stick. It might be a gut instinct with Kellen Moore and all the offensive staff. Okay, who do you think we should start at quarterback? I would think right now, based on this performance, I don't know what's going to happen against the Broncos, that they'd give Spencer Rattler, I didn't say this before the game, but would give Spencer Rattler an opportunity to start. And when Tyler Shough goes in there, you want him to have some kind of confidence and not be shell-shocked. They put it this way. They would rather, if they're going to go 0-4 and struggle at the beginning, they'd rather go 0-4 with Rattler than 0-4 with Tyler Shough. Now, I think both quarterbacks in them have an opportunity to play this year. And you might say, well, why don't we bring in a veteran to win? No, they're going to see with these young guys if they work out. If they don't work out, then we might be picking in the top five and you draft another quarterback. So the future quarterback, we don't know, has to play out, might not even be on the team right now. I think that's where it truly is at right now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, you know who's made the team? It is not only all airline. It's Mason Tipton. Because now he's doing it in the games and when it counts. And you got that trust factor with the quarterback and just making plays. 8 targets, so he got targeted the most. 6 catches, 100 yards, almost a 17-yard average. A long gain of 45. And then Pettis. This helped out Pettis. A lot of competition on that back end. You know why this helps him, too? Because he can return punts. You know, Rashid Shaheed's an all-pro, but if Rashid's not back there because we're relying upon him as a receiver, Dante Pettis, I mean, look, 6 targets, 4 catches, 57 yards, a 14.5-yard average, that touchdown from Spencer Rattler, well, that was a great throwing catch. That's about as good as it gets in the NFL. So when you look on that last drive, we had to score and make the 2-point plays, do or die. Boy, Spencer Rattler had a couple of big plays on that drive, and like corner routes with Tipton and Pettis. So that bode well for where we're at. Now, as far as the defense, who playing like a veteran and taking advantage of opportunity, like Quincy Riley. Remember when I talked to Quincy Riley? I think I was talking to him at the podium in California after a practice. And just talking to Quincy Riley, you know what I noticed about him? What do you think of a cornerback? Well, can you cover or not? But I also look at, can you run support?
Oh, yeah, we played that clip this morning on First Take.
Quincy Riley ain't scared.
Right.
He'll tackle. And that's a big part of run support in your defense.
Yeah, he's like, that's a misconception about corners, at least for me.
Yeah, no, he led the team in tackles. He had 8 total tackles, 7 unassisted. So when you get an unassisted, that means, okay, you're going to make the tackle or not. You ain't got no help. So 8 total tackles, 7 unassisted. He had a tackle for loss, a sinker. He had 5 total tackles, 5, and 5 of those were unassisted. Comes out with a big interception at the end. So that's 2 draft picks that we're counting on in the future. You know, you look at cornerback and safety. So that was a big positive I take from this game when you look at future Saints. Stutzman, the linebacker from Oklahoma, ended up having 4 total tackles, and he also had a tackle on special teams, so contributing that way. I thought based on the Chargers game and the Jaguars game, linebacker Jalen Ford. From Notre Dame, from Texas. He's a draft pick that is showing up. Oh, I see. Isaiah Foskey got stats. You know, he played last week. He didn't have no stats. He had 2 total Two unassisted tackles, three total, so that at least he got on the stat sheet. Against him, done that being Isaiah Foskey. But looking at Jalen Ford, three total tackles, a tackle for a loss, an interception. That was a nice interception in the red zone, a pass defending, and also a tackle on special teams. Now, this is another thing. Now he's leading the team. Who do you think is leading the team in special teams tackles in two games? See if you know.
Oh, yeah, I know because you've said his name over and over. Isaiah Stallberg.
Yes, he had. I mean, he had only one today, but he had four last week. So he has five total special teams tackles. That goes a long way when you're in the back end. Linebackers are trying to make the team, but good for Sanker giving credit on that interception because they were already in field goal range. You want that ball popped up in the air. Good defense, Rajon Wright, bang bang play. Ball popped in the air, so good pass defense by him on that slant route. I don't know. It's better. A tie is better than losing, but it's still not winning.
At least the way the tie happened, I think you can build a lot of positive momentum from that.
It'd be more negative if you're a Jaguar fan.
Right, exactly.
It's like, did we score? Did we have 17 points at halftime? I don't think we scored the second half. Yeah, you think they were in control of the game. So I agree, Steve. It doesn't matter how the tie occurred. And I think by us coming back like that, that helps our confidence. You feel better in the locker room.
Sure.
In the Saints locker room than I'm sure the Jacksonville Jaguars locker room with all said and done. Now, look, this is the fourth meeting that we've played. Jacksonville now in the preseasons. Kind of weird stat line because, you know, we had won the last two meetings. So we're now 2-1-1. So we're not dominant, but we have a winning record against the Jaguars in preseason. And even looking at the regular season, you know, look at that. We've played them eight times and kind of parity, but we've won five and lost three. But we've won four of the last five. So what have you done for me lately? We kind of had the Jaguars number. I don't know. I look at Jacksonville and the Saints. I don't think they're doing anything this year as far as the postseason. I don't think Jaguars are doing anything in the AFC South. The Saints might shock us and do something in the NFC South. But I think both of these teams would be kind of like a bottom four or five team right now. And, baby, are you hating? I'm not hating. I'm just keeping it real. And you know, the very first game, I hope we can go 1-0. But you don't think the Cardinals are their fan base? What do they call the Cardinals Nation or whatever? The Who That Nation? We can beat the Cardinals. Well, they saying the same thing. Oh, we could have a great chance to start out 1-0 playing the Saints. Now, a team that just being objective and observing, when you look at like the Jaguars, look at the Cardinals, look at the Saints. And then you look at the Broncos and the Broncos' death. Oh, no, they way better than the Jags, Cards, or the Saints. And I'm just telling like it is. I ain't taking up for Sean Payton or nothing, or Zach Streif or Coach Rizzi and all that. I'm just telling you where they're at right now and what I see. And you can't even judge it on Saturday because I don't. But the Broncos got some stud backups, so that might be good training for us. And they get after the quarterback. So that'll be interesting. To what happened. But at times, still too many missed tackles when I look at it. You know, you want to come get off to a great start. It's always get off to a great start because then the fans, then they're just sitting on their hands and they're watching the game. Well, I don't know, on our first drive, it was third and 30. What? Third and 30. How many times do you think you're going to convert on third and 30? No, you always are going to be punting. That's when Shug got the intentional grounding. So the first drive, yeah, we definitely were going backwards, and that wasn't any good. And then if you look at it, when we had an opportunity with Shug trying to get in the roll, we went 10 plays, 45 yards. Group in them making a 51-yard field goal. But, you know, the chains should have kept moving. We had a third and seven. Shuck hit Chris Olave right in the hands, and he dropped it. So now it was 7-3 coming back. So those are the type of players. We're not good enough right now to not catch the ball but hit your hands. Or you look at a number of things that can occur. No, we got to be clicking to have a chance. And because we're not going to overachieve right now. Not just play to our ability, I think overachieve. Because look at Shuck, it helped his confidence. He was 5 of 6 on that drive until the one incompletion when Chris Olave ended up dropping it. Now, two big plays. I said this at halftime on that punt coverage. I talked about Stallbird on that special teams tackle. Boy, he timed it perfect. I thought he was going to hit the punt returner too quick. But, boy, no gain. Caught it, let him catch it, and tattooed him and nailed him. So, and then that was, remember, Welch, the tight end? Boy, that was a big-time catch from Shuck. And then you look, great. So I'd say the great catches of the game, and that ball has to be your ball, would be Welch, the tight end. And you look at Welch, what he ended up doing. He was he had two targets, two receptions. A 15-yard average. That long was 28. So I would say Tipton, Pettis, and Welch came up with some big-time catches. And both quarterbacks, both Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, made some big-time throws on at least three or four passes where it was really a small window. And that's what you have to be able to do at the quarterback position. I thought Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming in that third quarter, taking advantage of his situation, running hard, breaking tackles. He had enough from Rattler to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, plus 11-yard gain. He ended up having a couple of catches, total 16 yards, but that long gain was 11. So just looking at Helaire, it seemed like he was running hard. And sometimes you got to give the receivers a chance to catch the ball. I thought Rattler, like to Tipton, right at the beginning of the third quarter, we got an interference penalty, remember, plus 45 yards. And, you know, that's like a long pass play. You know, the defensive back starts panicking, so he grabs the receiver. That's when Smith ended up kicking the field goal. Went 9 plays, 73 yards to make it 17-6 on that type play. Now, I wrote this down, too. Sanger coming up with a big interception. Boy, he jacked up. They were trying to run a wide receiver screen one time. He wasn't scared. He was like, the guy trying to block on the receiver, man, he, like, punched him right in the jaw. A nice physical play on the wide receiver, and Jonas Sanker, like, no gain. So that was a nice play. And then Mullen ended up throwing, it was 34, Mullen ended up throwing interception right after that to Jalen Ford to give us a plus-two edge in the turnover margin at that time. Then we ended up making 17-9. We were moving the ball, but then you got to get more touchdowns. We went 8 plays, 63 yards. Smith hit a 40-yard field goal that time. Now, Beanham, the cornerback number 37, he dropped an interception. The ball hitting your hands. You got to be able to make that play. You're trying to make the team. You know, you're a long shot. And he's a rookie from South Dakota State. And that's exactly where Stallbird's from. He's a jackrabbit. South Dakota State jackrabbit. So, but you got to come up with those type plays having a chance. But just looking at you know, like Jacobson. I don't know. To me, he dropped a tough catch. Pettis had maybe dropped one of them. You're not going to make them all, but we got to make more of those contested catches. How many times do you hear me talk about that? If it's a 50-50 ball, well, we got to somehow. And like, remember Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees? Whoa. Yeah, like, he threw them open. I don't know. He didn't look open to me when Drew released that ball, but Drew trusted him. Then you make that 50-50 catch. That's what you got to do as a receiver, no matter who's the quarterback. But Pettis, I thought he rebounded and made more plays. What you need to do in a real game, not just in practice. You know, I think it's going to help him, like I said, in the return game. If you look at it, and you remember we had that nice catch, Rattler to Pettis, plus 17, nice catch. Then it was fourth down. So, now, hopefully Kellen Moore don't hear this too much. That was the first time he was booed in the Caesar Superdome because he didn't go for it.
Yeah,
fair. Oh, we're punting, boo, boo. So there was 10 minutes and 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And I said, well, that was the first time Kellen Moore got booed. But I'm sure he's been booed before in his life. But, you know, the fans want you to be more aggressive. And I don't know if that was it's too much time left, really, when you're only down one score to go for it right there. But the fans don't want to hear that. You know, even though we had that 17-yard gain, we still had a long ways to go. It wasn't like fourth and inches or fourth and a couple of yards. So we still would have had to execute. But overall, hey, we didn't win, but we didn't lose. And so we didn't get shut out. But it'd be interesting to see the Broncos game. But right now, they just need to try and get better. Training camp is going to be over before you know it. I think they're going to have a hard practice Tuesday and Wednesday in pads. So the last day to impress before really Saturday against the Broncos if you're trying to make the roster. But I did see some improvement over the Chargers game. And what I mean by improvement, the fight in the team at the end, and Tipton building upon, you know, catching that bomb against the Chargers, building upon what he did back-to-back games, you know, catching the coach's attention. You look at Jalen Ford, the linebacker, him and Stallbird on special teams, and in Tipton being the go-to receiver. You know, it might be crazy. People might get mad at me about that. I say this.
No, not mad at you, Bobby.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Chris Olave can't be Joe Cool. Dude, come on. They can't have a lack of concentration.
I know. At first, I thought he got hurt on the play.
Got hurt. Well, he got his feelings hurt. Yeah, he got his feelings because he catched the ball. I mean, it can't be a drive killer. If you're the stud on the team, you can't be a drive killer. And I'll tell you, watch how the quarterbacks have noticed, whether it's Shuck or Spencer Rattler, they don't trust Chris Olave more than Rashid Shaheed.
No, you're right.
Oh, so Chris Olave's the number one. I don't know. You know who's number one? Whoever the quarterback thinks number one. And Kellen Moore and all that. So right now, we need Chris Olave to excel at a very high level, along with Rashid Shaheed. But I'm telling you, after this game and after the first two preseason games, okay, Mason Tipton, a solid number three receiver on this team. So like Rashid, Chris Olave, Rashid, whatever, then Mason Tipton, though, to me, his effort and his speed, a solid number three right now as receiver. I think running back's still open. Now, Kendrick Miller, they want to give it to him. They want him to work out so bad.
I said I feel like he's number two. He is the number two guy.
Yeah, he's number two, but he might be number two, and Alvin might only be able to rest a couple of plays. Because Kendrick Miller hasn't earned to get double-digit carries yet. I mean, he had that one lone gain of 13.
The O-line's not helping much either.
No, that is true. And Alvin even got frustrated against the Rams because we can't run up the middle. Well, they got a block. I don't care who's the running back. We could have had against the Rams, we could have had Saquon Barkley back there when we were trying to block the Rams.
Derrick Henry, Saquon, you name it, right. I hear you. They were getting that penetration.
They wouldn't have did anything. So everybody, oh, Alvin's too old right now. No, the offensive line got a block. And look who, and I don't know, is he hurt now? Look how long he had to play. Cesar Ruiz. He's playing like the full first half because, come on, play like a first-round draft pick. No, and McCoy wasn't in there. But we need Cesar Ruiz. Okay, McCoy's is as good as it gets in NFL.
Agreed.
And you know, top-notch center. Okay, he's number one. We need Cesar Ruiz. Yes, we need Cesar Ruiz right now to be at least 1A. And so now we're getting questions like in the interior because Penning's hurt left or right guard, and you got the young tackles. So offensive line has to be our strength, and they have to be great.
Hasn't looked like it, though,
no,
Bobby.
They're far from that right now. So that's why I'm concerned.
Yes.
And I think with the horses we have on defense, like the first unit, that didn't surprise me at times when the Jaguars were running. I'm looking at when they were like gashing us sometimes with the runs.
Who was out there?
Hey, who's out there?
Ike Yiadom. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. When I look at like, okay, Chase Young.
Nope.
DeMario Davison.
Nope.
I just look at Godshaw.
Reed Blackman.
Yeah, they're not. So, but that happened even in the Rams when they practiced against them. Now, they didn't have Matthew Stafford, but they didn't get Jack against our defense. Now, first unit. Now, when the backups are all in there, no. They were getting beaten. They were getting gashed now and then. So,
you look at this team after this second preseason game, what are you hoping to see improvement from against the Denver Broncos? And like you mentioned, who knows who Denver's going to be having in that game?
Yeah, all you could do is get better at your craft.
O-line's definitely got to be up there.
O-line got to get better. I think we got to get better in the red zone. Then it seemed like, it was finally scored a touchdown that was kind of like a drive and not just because you can't kick. We scored 15 points. Well, we scored five field goals. No, somehow we have to be clicking at least to give our defense a fighting chance. Because if you hold an opponent in the teens, you got to win. So we got to get 20-something points, whatever. So I have to say, convert more in the red zone. Like today we were only like 1 of 3. Be at least 2 of 3. Be 3 of 4. That type thing. Not like every fourth drive. But we're moving the ball. We get in the red zone. We're scoring a touchdown and we kick it 3 field goals. That's not going
to
get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.